clearly he has written for from a marginal potency. Where is marginal? Within two areas. Or Golok Vrindavan or Vaikuntha, and here this world, Maya world. In that very place, Tatastha Shakti lives. Where? Oh, in the mind of Mahavishnu Karanadhishayi Vishnu. Oh, here is the reason, cause of all jivas coming here. Oh, by constitutional form, they are part and parcel of Krishna. It is true. But they have never served Krishna. They have never been in Golok or from this marginal point. Krishna gave some freedom, independence to them. Oh, you can from here, you can just go to Golok Vrindavan or you can come to this world. So choose anyone. In a moment I will give you time. Not in moment, but
less than second.
Or thousand parts of second. And in any you can choose. Some jumped there and some an unfortunate person. Oh, they jumped here. They saw, very influential. Attractive here. Oh, very beautiful. I can enjoy here. And this come and they. So, they were never in Golok Vrindavan. If anyone is there, serving Krishna, only Yoga Maya, it will develop their love and affection to Krishna. Oh, there is no this Maya. Mahamaya. No Mahamaya. There is no lust. Nothing there. Then how he can come down? So he cannot come. Jadgatva nanivartante taddham paramam mama. Anyone by practicing so bhakti yoga in thousand and thousands of births, anyhow he went there and serving Krishna, how he can fall down? Because there is no Maya. How he can? Never. It is absurd. That is has been told everywhere. There is Yoga Maya. Oh, Krishna is very attractive, very beautiful. So always attracted to Krishna. How Maya will come there? Maya had no power to jump over this Viruja. She cannot. Only there. But there no action of this Maya. So, only Mahavishnu and they are coming from him like this. And then with their freedom they can do like this. They can choose any of them. So, what he has told, we should try to understand. We have not fallen down from Golok. Otherwise, with so much doing bhakti and they are going and again they are coming. Oh, very, very sad, very sad. Big problem. So you should. So, Golok is a thing, Vaikunth is a place from where anyone cannot, they can fall down, but they can come like the commander of jail to control something. Jail. He can come. Why come? To control prisoners. He may come. To look after them. So, any realized soul, liberated soul, they can come with Krishna or Narayan or of any his manifestations and they will help devotees to go there. That is why he has told that jivar swarup hai krishna nityadas krishna tatastha shakti bhedabhed prakash. What is bhedabhed prakash? Can you define bhedabhed prakash?
Prakash, actually in the purport which we just heard from Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, where Sri Bhaktivedanta Thakur is explaining the question asked by Sanatana Goswami, he's telling, Veda Veda Prakash means...
Oh, Mahaprabhu is telling.
Mahaprabhu is explaining, Veda Veda Prakash means simultaneous, one and different manifestation, separating parts and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are one in quality because they are the part of Krishna. Just like the small sparkles of fire, they are same in quality with the fire. But at the same time, the living entity is very, very minute, infinitesimally small. So it is different from the Lord in the potency, in Shakti. So that is why it is one
and different at the same time.
Can you more?
The jiva is a tiny infinitesimal part of the Supreme Person. And so the jiva will have the same quality as the Supreme Person. But in a very small amount. So, in that sense, the jiva is both, there is both oneness, but also a difference. And this oneness and difference are there simultaneously.
Or more? Can you define Bhedabhed? So give him.
Bhedabhed prakash. Bhedabhed means qualitatively one with Krishna, being part and parcel of Krishna, but simultaneously it is different from Krishna. Bhed and abhed. So different and one are simultaneously. That's called Bhedabhed.
Not sufficient. Can you? More? More than they have told? Oh, you cannot. Let us try.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this fire, in this verse, gives an analogy of a fire and a molecule of fire. The molecule of fire is the same quality as the fire, but quantitatively, it's very minute. So qualitatively, we're the same as Krishna, as a little piece of gold in a gold mine is the same as the quality of the whole gold mine, but it's a very infinitesimal part. So qualitatively, we're the same as Krishna, but quantitatively, we're very minute, and Krishna is unlimited, but we're nothing but Krishna.
Thank you. Oh, Madhu Maharaj is very eager. He cannot tolerate. He wants to. Oh, speak something. So,
today he only spoke 3 hours. So
oh, I'm very happy.
One more hour.
He can speak more than 6 hours.
So, just like we have heard from Gurudeva Gauravani, Siddha Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained in his 10 fundamental principles. Similarly, Siddha Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained in his Jeevadharma first part what is oneness and difference. So, in oneness, Krishna is Chetan, in Kamsas, and Jeeva also Chetan, or Kamsas. Krishna has feeling, willing, and knowing, this prepotency, and jiva also have willing, knowing, and feeling. So in this way, they are oneness or same. What is difference? Krishna is unlimited and Jiva is infinitesimal. And Krishna also bhakta means angel. Jiva also bhakta, not like Krishna. He can enjoy the service of Krishna. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given so many examples in his first part of Jiva Dharma. So if you surrender ourselves, the Lord of the Bhaktivinoda Thakur through Gurudev, then you can understand where is oneness and what is difference in Bhaktivinoda in Jiva Dharma. In the second chapter, it will be given the Vivek Vedila. So then you can understand very clearly.
Very good. Thank you. I ask so many that you should repeat and have this idea in your heart. You know that Krishnas have so many powers he has, very beautiful himself, having all the transcendental qualities. No? When Krishna is with his all power, mercy and everything, then if anything comes out from him, it is called swans manifestation. No? And they are like Krishna in all way. But the root is Krishna. Iswara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradi Govinda Sarvakaraka. This is clear? Is this clear? And then, if Krishna, by his opulence, Yogmaya, only he keeps one Tatastha Shakti with him. Tatastha Shakti. And then, anything coming from him, it is called Vibhinans Tattvaji. What I told, again clear it. What is swans and what is Vibhinans?
This point is very critical and very deep. Srila Gurudev is explaining that Krishna is Sarvashaktiman. He has all powers, many energies. He can achieve anything by his energies.
And all qualities also, transcendental qualities.
At that time, when Krishna is equipped with all of his potencies, if he will expand himself, then that expansion is called swamsa. These are his many, many expansions, manifestations and incarnations.
There is no bhed, no bhed. No?
There's no difference between them. Advaitam, Achyutam, Anade, Ananda Rupa. He has unlimited forms and they are Advaita. They are not different from him in Tattva. According to Tattva, philosophical principles, they are not different from him. Yet, when by Yogamaya, Krishna wants to perform this very special pastime, he gives up these energies and keeps with him only one energy that is called Tatastha Shakti. At that time, when Krishna expands himself, then his Amsa, this is called Vibhinans Tattva. So Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, Mamai Vamso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. The Jivas, they are my Amsa. But at what time? Or when he's living all energies and only keeping the Tatastha Shakti with him, at that time his expansion is called Vibhinans Tattva. Vibhinans Tattva. Vibhin means separated. So Swamsa means Swa Amsa, his own heart. And Vibhinansa means his separated parts. So they, those Vibhinansa Tattva, they are called Jivas, that is, like you are dying.
Now again understand this point. Krishna is so much powerful. He is the master of all kinds of Shaktis. Even Yogmaya and of even Mahamaya. He is the controller, absolute master of all these things. So swans are like this. But for
in decimal G, though his constitutional form is transcendental chit, but even they are very small, so they are but sometimes they can be covered with Maya. Krishna and his all expansions, those who are called swans, they cannot be controlled by Maya, never, because they are masters. But these jivas, Vibhinansha jiva, coming from Tatastha Shakti, they have very beautiful shape, form. All senses they have, intelligence, mind, heart, all organs they have, everything they have, but very small. Why? Because they have come from Tatastha Shakti with Krishna. So, in some cases, they are separate from Krishna. And in some cases, they are not separated from Krishna. And what? Krishna has said, form, beautiful form, they have also form. They have intelligence, or Jiva has also. Krishna is a rush of, ocean of rush, and Jiva, only minute rush is there. Krishna can enjoy, also they can enjoy. What enjoy? Krishna can enjoy all rushes and all. And Jiva can enjoy only his service. He not enjoyed, but enjoyed. So enjoyed, in what enjoyed, oh, he can realize all these things. And Krishna enjoy everything he may enjoy. Especially he can enjoy all rasas. So these are some difference and non-difference. Why it becomes? Because this is the transformation of Tatastha Shakti. No? So there must be some samanata, similarity, and some dissimilarity. Also, all the gopis, gopis, covered boys, cows, everything. Even a grass of Vrindavan, Brajmandal, Golo. Even all the servants of Narayan, Nrisimhadev, Vaman, Ram, Evan, all are transcendental. Huh? Some similarity and some
difference.
Because they have their transformation of Chit Shakti. They are not coming from Tatastha Shakti. They are coming from Swansa. So, all are like that. They are all liberated. More than that, they are coming from Krishna himself, his Shakti. Shakti and Shaktiman. Oh, some in some case, some difference, and some case, no. So here, in Tattva, we have accepted, like Vedanta Sutra, Shakti, Shakti, Mato, Abheda. No Bheda. But in some case, Bheda are there. Some in case. But they are enjoyed there, Krishna is enjoy. Always Jesus. Even Baldev Prabhu. Baldev Prabhu. Oh, his highest manifestation of Krishna. But he thinks that I am servant of Krishna. Always.
being elder brother. And he thinks, Nand Baba, Jashoda Maiya, and Gurujan, all others, all are serving Krishna. So there is some what? Difference and non-difference also. Because this is the nature of Shakti. And this world, all the trees, creepers, or outer form, this, and mind, what is this? It is also transformation of Maya Shakti. And this Maya Shakti is of Krishna. So there should be some difference and non-difference between these and Krishna also.
In the beginning we said that all Swamsha are master. And now we are hearing that...
Oh, something is difference. Not Swayam Bhagavan. No? So there is something. And that is why it has been told. Bheda bhed. Among Krishna nose and this ear. Even in one body. Eyes cannot be told ear. Ear cannot be told. And Krishna can do from eyes same thing from ear. But he is still, we cannot tell his nose or his ear. So these are everywhere. Very, very bigger subject and deeper subject. But you should know something about this. So I cleared in so many ways and you should try to note down your nerve. In one day you cannot realize or understand even. So try to do again and again. Nirbandhani mati with, yes. Special? Yes, this you can know. I must know these things. And I also must attend that thing. Do or die. Then your lust will go, your anger will go, your all desires, worldly desires will go gracefully. Very soon. So, bheda bhed prakash. Understand? So Jansa Kiran, jaise Agni Jwala Chai, he has given two examples. Why? He was not satisfied by first. And he is not satisfied by second also. So something, by mixing two. So Jansa Kiran. So Jansa Kiran means? So, Jans Kiran, Jaiche Agni Chwala Chai. So, Jans Kiran means? Rays. Rays coming from where? Surya. That is Krishna is Surya here, Sun. What is called this Kiran? Oh, this is Shakti. This is Shakti. And in there, Kiran, from any hole in your room, you will see, oh, rays are coming. And very particle things are moving very quickly here and there. Oh, they are jiva. And Kiran itself has been taken as a power. That is Shakti. That is Tatastha Shakti. And there are so many. So many minor parts. Lakhs and lakhs you cannot count. But Surya Kiran, he is not satisfied. Not completing all idea. Then he gets another. Agni Jwala Chai. More, some clear. What? Oh, fire is burning. And you gave some wood. And when it was burning, oh, some woods are so that from them comes sparks. So many sparks come. Very many sparks. If they are going out of the fire, then they will what be? They'll be distinguished. So this is not good example. But you should take. There is no anything in this world. In this world, there is no comparison of that chit-shakti. But if any particle flame, that
spark,
will be, she will fall, it will fall in any cotton.
Heap of cotton.
What it will be?
Or petrol.
What it will be? And then it can burn whole world, universe. It has so much power. In Surya Kiran, that example is not there. But also there is something. Sun rays. Here, no rays in Agni. So, both mixing, they will give some idea. But even not in full. So, Surjan's Kiran. Coming rays from light, it is vivid here. But what is not vivid? That if a sprinkle, spark, will go on the stone, or any barren land, water, it will not do any effect. But when there is a heap of
cotton
or anything like,
it
will increase and burn the whole world. What is from this? The jiva is coming from the rays of Krishna. Ekam eva paramatattam svabhavika achinta shaktya. Compete. Who is telling this? He cannot be. What is the meaning?
In this verse of Bhagavad Sandarbha written by Śrīla Jīva Goswami, he is saying here, Ekameva Paramatattvam Svabhavi Achintya Shaktya. The Absolute Truth is one.
Please sit like me. And if you are sitting like this, don't. You are not old than me. So you should. Like this. Very good. And here. I will test it. You should. And not then standing on the bench. I will bring a bench and you will be there. That you will be clear, vivid.
So here in this verse,
I have
is explaining, Ekam Eva Pranam Tattvam, the Absolute Truth, Paratattva, is one. But, Subhava Kyatin Chashatya, by his very nature, he is nature inconceivable. By the inconceivable nature, though he is one, that one can be considered in four features. What are those four features? Swarupa, Tadrupa Vaibhav, Jiva, and Pradhan. Swarupa means Krishna's own transcendental form. Tadrupa Vaibhav means all of his expansions and the transcendental realm. It is called Tadrupa Vaibhav. Then, Jiva, those are the living entities, and Pradhan. Pradhan is the original ingredient of which causes the manifestation of this material world. So these four, though they are four, by his achinta shakti, they are considered to be one. Is there any example to make us understand this? Yes. Srila Jiva Goswami by saying, Chaturya Avadishya Di. Surya Anta Mandala Sviktej Mandala Thadba Bhagavad Thadrashini Thad Pajit Shavi Vipayana. He's saying just as the sun. The sun can never be separated from its different features. First of all, Surya Antra Mandrasi Tej. Within the sun itself, there is some power, some Tej within the sun. And then, there is, from the outside of the sun, you see just like a mandala. It looks like one disc in the sky. So the sun has its own internal activities. And also, it has another appearance from outside. It's called Surya Mandala. So the Surya Anta Mandala Stit Tej, the Tej within the sun, this is compared to Krishna's Swarup, his own nature, original nature. And Surya Mandala, this is compared to his expansions and for his manifestation of all the transcendental worlds. Is there any difference between these two things? They can never be separated. They cannot be independent of Krishna. So here, then he's saying, from the sun also emanating, there are so many rashmi, that means rays, so many particles coming out from the sun. These are also not independent from the sun. They can never exist separately from the sun. They can never be separated from the sun. They can never be independent from the sun. And then, that means of the sun in a remote place, it may be reflected there. So the reflection of the sun is also not independent of the sun. And all of these things, all taken together, this is called sun. So in the same way, Krishna, his manifestations, his jivas were emanating from him, and maya, this remotely situated reflection of the sun is considered to be like pradhan, the material energy. All of these things taken together, they are one absolute truth that is called Paramatma.
Thank you. What is the purpose that we have discussed now? You.
I just quoted from
What we have together all. So essence of all this.
The whole lecture.
No,
this topic.
What
can
By citing.
Facing the audience.
Yes. What is the essence that we have discussed now?
In essence, we have discussed the simultaneous oneness and difference of Bhagavan, of Jiva, the energies of Bhagavan, and the example given is of the sun in this context. But there is Bhagavan, his different manifestations, the Jivas, and also the energy, or Maya, and it is compared to the sun, with the different aspects of the sun.
What is Italian devotee? Yon? Italian devotee?
Italiano.
No. Here, in our group? No. Can you explain something? Milo. You, Mayabi, Miami.
Miami.
What is the essence we discussed all these things?
We've been discussing Krishna Veda Veda Prakash, the simultaneous one and difference between Krishna, Maya, and the Jivas. So here the example is given of the sun and the sun rays and what makes up the sun. So the sun rays, they're not independent of the sun. They can't exist without the sun. And also, inside the sun, there is a characteristic which is not different from the sun. And outside, the sun looks like a mandala. So this is also part of the sun. And also the reflection of the sun. None of these things are independent. So similarly, Krishna, he has so many potencies. He has the jivas, and they're the same like Krishna in qualities. They have the same qualities, but they have different in quantity. They're like minute part. Also, Krishna's potencies, they're not independent of him. They are part of him. And also, everything in the spiritual world, it comes from Krishna. But these things, they cannot be separated from Krishna, and all of them make up Krishna.
Oh, Vichitri. essence of Bheda Bhed, Prakash, Surjans Kiran and Agni Jwala. I will ask all who are hearing or not. Go on.
Bhed Prakash, the simultaneous oneness and difference of the jeeves with Krishna. So Krishna is compared to the fire and the jeeves are like the sparks of the fire. So they're emanating from him. And also the sun rays are coming from Krishna and the...
Thank you. You should try to know all these things. What?
Can I just say something?
Also, you have told so many things.
But I want to say something.
What?
I just want to give my own example of Bhed Prakash. In 1967, in April, Srila Prabhupada came back from establishing his second ISKCON temple in San Francisco. And he came back with the first ISKCON temple at 26 Second Avenue. And he graduated exactly the same class on Sri Sanatana Shiksha, quoting the exact same verses with explanations that Srila Gurudev is doing.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
So the garden and decorations were a little bit different. And the devotees were also sleeping then. At that time, though, they were brand new, and they used to sleep with blankets like a tent over them. And so glad that we're in this exact same class. So they're simultaneously not different, because the body and the different around them are slightly different. So both Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev are manifesting.
One kirtan. Jai Radha Madhav.
You gave the example of the spark of the fire. If it lands on cotton, it will make a very big fire. So if you compare this to the jiva, what example is this in the jiva?
Love and affection. In jiva constitution, in jiva's constitutional form, very small. But if it will go like the creeper on the lotus feet of Krishna, endless love and will come and it can drown all the ocean.
Mahaprabhu's point, Anandam Bodhi Vardhanam.
Yes. Yes, this. Jai Radha Madhav Jai Kunj Bihari. But not sleeping. Maya is very powerful. Maya is so powerful. Oh, so many ways. So, if he will do like this, or she will fly. And not doing no kirtan, then at the time of even hearing pastimes of Krishna and these tattva, especially tattva, it will come and influence. She does not want that anyone from my kingdom should go to Golok Vrindavan. All should be here. Then his pleasure is there. She can enjoy by finding you, by giving so many sufferings. And if all are liberated, then to with whom she will do. So it does not want that any should be liberated from this. And especially she comes anywhere in this guise and she is looking that if anyone doing like this or that, or at once comes with thousand months of weight and eyes. You cannot check up. You cannot control. And at once you may sleep. So try to. Sometimes we are giving something kirtan that you should do like this and Maya will go away. Yeah, what is my number? Very big question. Can you know? You know? What is parinambar? What is English word?
The theory of transformation. Parinambar. The theory of transformation.
You know? You know? You know, Prabhu?
Parinambar, the Bhag means the theory or doctrine. Parinambar means transformation. In this instance, the transformation of the energies of Krishna. Even though Krishna is one, still he has transformation of his energies.
What are the transformation of Chit Shakti?
Chit Shakti, there is he has his Dham, his Prayakars, his associates.
In Golok Vrindavan, is anything which is not a transformation of his Chit Shakti? Anything?
No.
Why you are not telling all these things? Even creepers, birds, animals, cows, buffaloes, anything. Krishna himself, Baldev Prabhu, he formed everything. It is transformation of Chit Shakti. And then transformation of Tatastha Shakti, so many jivas. And Maya Shakti? Maya Shakti? Transformation?
Or the different manifestations of the material nature of this.
Any example? You can name?
This material world that we are living inside.
What is? Anything?
The material world which is manifested by this
Give a special example.
This universe with all its different planetary systems.
What thing? More? Your body, what is?
All the different elements which are composed.
It is transformation of that Tatasya Shakti or not?
Or Maya Shakti.
Eh?
Or Maya Shakti is.
Your, this body, what is this?
It's a transformation.
All the bodies, whatever you are seeing in this world, all are transformation. And even you are not seeing like mind, man, buddhi, ahankar, you are not. All also, this is transformation of Maya. All things. Brushes? Brushes are two things. One dry and one green. Green has some
life.
And they are jivas. And Krishna is also there as a Paramatma. But in dry,
only Paramatma
is there. No jivas are there. In this, no jiva, but Paramatma is there. Without Paramatma, any formation or anything cannot be done.
No existence without Paramatma.
You should try to know. Tomorrow I will ask anyone all these things. And if not answering, then I will have to punish. I will have to punish. Because I am telling all these things with so much energy I am giving. So you must give some energy. Aparayam iyam itastu anyam Prakritim Vidhi Mej Param Jivhuta Mahabhava Jayitam Dharyate Jagat. First line, first two, one stroke before this.
Bhumi
Ato Analo Bayu Kham Manu Buddhi Re Vacha
Prakriti Amei Bina Prakriti Astada.
These are eight kinds of
material elements.
Coming from where? Maya. Prakriti. Apara Prakriti. But G
Jiva Shakti or Tatasaya Shakti, not Apara Shakti. What this is? Apara Iyam Itastu Anya. This is how we are seeing. These are Apara Prakriti, transformation. Oh, Vidhine Param. You should know by O Para Prakriti. Para Prakriti. What is that? Chit Shakti. But this, oh, Jiva Bhutam. Jiva Bhutam, my Para Shakti. My Para Prakriti, transcendental Prakriti. And it is called Jiva. They cannot change by their constitutional qualities. Though cannot change it. Their body may be covered, transcendental body, mind, will be covered by Maya. And by that, they can think that I am this body. I am this body. Oh, he is my wife, she is my wife, he is my husband. He is my father, mother, all these things. What is that, this? Oh, this is not really true. Anyone of are not, this relation is
not permanent.
False. Only ego is there. We have some relation with Krishna, or oh, that is true. But relation with this body, that I am myself, and all relations are mine, oh, it is false. But it comes by path, Maya, Mahamaya it comes. Mahabahu jaya idam bhaj, e whole world is there. No? Everything in this world is there, but in them there is no jiva. No soul. Can anything work? What Maya will do? She can create this. But if Mahavishnu, Karnabhishai, is not sending jivas in them, what will be? Nothing. Incomplete. No. Eh? No activity at all. Understand? What I told?
Without the input of without
the jivas, the material,
the
natural
action will take place in the material world. Even though the
fire
can create this world,
but
without jivas, nothing
will happen. Oh, there is a speaker. You know? A speaker. Machine is there. But I am not speaking Eve. Body is also here. But soul is not here. It will be any action?
Nothing.
Never. You should realize this. So, jaya idam, by that jiva, jiva shakti, oh, whole world is being held by this maya. If no maya, jiva, oh, Krishna will not be here. Only Krishna in the shape of Paramatma for jiva. If not, then he is Krishna in transcendental world. No Brahma, no Paramatma. No Narayan, this Narayan. Who? Karamnagan, Bhavishan, Garbha Gosai, Puru Gosai, no Paramatma. Oh, no one is there. Nothing. Any creation is not there. Only for Jiva. And if Jiva is there, then Krishna is like a Chaitanya Guru. Paramatma. What is this soul doing? And demand independence. But is he using in correct way or not? Misusing. If misusing, he will grow. Right. Where? In the mind of? Automatically, he has a very powerful machine. More than computer. Computer came from there. Automatic Krishna has arranged so many machines in our heart. And from there, oh, everything is written there. What offenses you did? what action you did, when you close your eyes, when you open, what you did, when your mind was lusted by seeing here and there, everything, or all movement in computer is going on. Only one connect.
Huh?
Bachne shakta.
Cannot escape.
Oh, cannot. I could not hear.
Escape.
Now, man.
No box.
So, Krishna is there in this Paramatma form. To give that what they have done in past to
punish
them. So, Krishna Bhuli Chayji, Anadi Bhairbo, from the point of Tatastha, not from Golok. Pateya Maya Tarede, Gaur Premanam. You shall remember all these things tomorrow in my class. Be ready. Like examination. I will take examination. So all top to bottom, all should devotees should discuss among all the devotees, those who know, and then we prepare. Also you. I will not give you. So all my daughters and sons and my god sister. Oh, you. Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
This ends the class given on the 14th of June 2001 in Italy. This is part 2 of this class. First part is available on another mini disket. Hare Krishna.